You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Optimism Wednesday. We love Optimism Wednesday. It's a time for optimism, and it's a great time for optimism for the Indianapolis Colts, for Indiana basketball, both enjoying a nice off season on Optimism Wednesday. Now on Cynicism Thursday, which really doesn't exist, we're not doing Cynicism Thursday, but if we did, we would be singing a bit of a different tune because we don't know what keeping everybody on the roster is going to yield for the Indianapolis Colts. We don't know. But what we do know is that on Optimism Wednesday, bringing back all 22 starters plus the three specialists plus a draft that's upcoming where you're going to have the 15th overall pick and you could move up to 9 in order to take a very special wide receiver, that could really lift the offense. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Indiana basketball too, because Indiana basketball is having a nice transfer portal season. Umar Ballo committed yesterday. More visits coming from more really good basketball players. And so Indiana's trying to cobble a roster through the portal, getting it to a place where it can actually be potentially competitive in the Big Ten and nationally. Now, again, on Cynicism Thursday, we look at the transfer portal and we say, you know what, you got no idea what you're going to get. What you're going to get in a lot of cases are people who are malcontents from previous programs where they weren't being used the way they want. They're getting a little bit desperate. They see their NBA future withering right before their eyes. And so they come to Bloomington as last chance Charlies, who may or may not be able to put together a good enough year to pop for some NBA team that is looking for something. So you just don't know what you're going to get out of the portal and whether pieces are going to be able to fit together in a way that allows them to prosper individually or the Hoosiers to prosper collectively. But this is Optimism Wednesday, so we don't talk about that. We talk about the reasons to feel really, really good about Mike Woodson and what he's doing with all that NIL money, that war chest that he's got to put together a really substantial roster in the face of what could be turmoil and a real make-or-break year. This is a make-or-break year for the Colts and for the Hoosiers. We're going to talk about that. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is the place you go. You enter promo code Kent when you sign up. You could wind up being the beneficiary of a $1,000 sign-up bonus. That's winning before you even play. Winning before the action. That's what we're looking for, especially on an Optimism Wednesday. So go to MyBookie where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Want to let you know, I got the Our Lads draft guide yesterday, and it's awesome. 120 pages of really in-depth looks at all the guys that the Colts could draft coming up in just 8 days. It's phenomenal. I suggest that you Google Our Lads draft guide. You go there, you buy the electronic guide. You're going to love it, and you're not just going to love it now pre-draft. You'll love it post-draft when you're trying to figure out just who in the hell the Colts took with 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round picks, where Chris Ballard does some of his best work. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. It's just convenient for you. Got no bearing on me. Hit the like button. Like all the videos you see on YouTube. It's the polite thing to do. It's Hoosier Hospitality. And if you want to make a donation and ask a question or make a comment, do so. It comes up in a nice graphic, and we share it with the class. Let's go. Let's talk about the Colts. Reasons for optimism. Peter Schrager last night on the NFL Network. I watch a lot of the NFL Network, and Peter Schrager's a really good dude. And he released his mock draft live last night, and he's got the Colts moving up from 15 to 9 in order to take Malik Nabers. Now, that's the reason for optimism. I think a trade-up with the Bears is kind of far-fetched because they just don't sync up value-wise. It's hard to match up a 15 to 9 trade. It's easier with 7. I think it benefits the Colts better. But anyway, that aside, that's a complication that we don't need to talk about on this Optimism Wednesday. Let's talk about Malik Nabers because he does the things that Shane Steichen covets in a wide receiver. We talked to Shane Steichen yesterday, and I asked, what are the traits that you covet in a wide receiver? And what he said was this, quickness and play. At first he said, good question, which is what people always say when they're formulating the answer. That's the thing that buys them a little bit of time in order to get the answer exactly right. Doesn't mean that I asked a great question. In fact, I asked it to be funny because somebody had just asked whether, it was nice not to hear a bunch of questions about the traits of a quarterback that he covets like he did last year during that same media availability. So immediately right after that, I said, what are the traits you covet in a wide receiver? I thought it was funny, but he gave a great answer, which is a good thing. He said quickness and play strength, route running ability, and fluidity to get out of breaks is big. Obviously, hands are critical. Malik Nabers has good hands. Not great hands, good hands. He has great fluidity. He moves through a cut with acceleration. That doesn't happen very often. That's a rare trait. And others that you see, maybe wearing a Colts uniform, like Michael Pittman Jr. is very fluid in his cuts. Malik Nabers is exceptionally fluid, really accelerating through the cut, which, like I said, is exceptionally rare. He can create separation against good cornerbacks playing press or playing off. If they're playing man, Malik Nabers gives a little shake and shimmy, and boom, he's gone. That's going to be different in the NFL, but it's a real reason for optimism that the Colts would kind of step out of line. And there is nobody in that media room at the Colts place who believes that Chris Ballard's going to trade up. But I think he might this year because he's got every starter back. He's got every specialist back. He's not drafting necessarily to need. Does the addition of one guy make this offense really, really hum? Or does somebody on the defensive end, I mean, if you draft Quinyon Mitchell, you might feel really, really good about your quarterbacks all of a sudden. And that gap between, let's say, not to crap on Jalen Jones, but the gap between, potential gap between a guy like Quinyon Mitchell and then Jalen Jones, you know what, that's pretty substantial. The difference between a guy like Malik Nabers, and no shade to Alec Pierce, but that's pretty substantial too. So if you can make a serious upgrade at a position where you're a little bit mediocre right now, that's a reason for real optimism. Trading up to get Malik Nabers, that would be a really, really good thing. Now, the thing that this is not a reason for optimism, but it's not a reason for pessimism either, and that is that nobody inside the Colts walls talks. So Peter Schrager has a group, kind of a coterie, of really good sources within the NFL. None of them exist within the walls of the Colts because the Colts don't talk. That Colts front office does not talk. They're not looking to make friends within the national media. They are really, really quiet, maybe the quietest of the 32 teams in the National Football League. All right, another reason for optimism, everybody's back. And they're in their prime, and Anthony Richardson and Dallas Flowers would be back. Dallas Flowers, we talked to yesterday. He said he's taking it day by day, and he feels good. So that's good. Anthony Richardson feels good, looks good. They're going to nurse him along. They're not going to overuse him during these optional workouts. They're not going to overuse him in mini camp. They're going to get him ready for training camp where he can go full bore from the jump. And then when the season starts, he's absolutely 100% of what he was pre-injury. We'll see if that can happen. That's the plan. And you've got Jonathan Taylor back for a full season. That is a big deal and another reason for optimism. Another reason yet for optimism, Steichen, he's fully immersed and settled in Indy, and he had time to go to workouts this offseason, pre-draft workouts, which wasn't the case last year. He doesn't need Minshew to translate for him this year in the quarterback room or anywhere else. Everybody who's back, and everybody is back, they know Shane Steichen. They know they're going to be held accountable. There are no questions about where he is in terms of being a leader. They understand who Shane Steichen is and what he's bringing to every single meeting and every single get-together that the Colts have, how he holds people accountable and how that staff then holds people accountable. That's a big deal. Here's another reason for optimism. Maybe D-line coach Charlie Partridge is going to be able to lift that defensive line in the same way that Tony Sperano Jr. was able to do it with the offensive line last year. Maybe this is an upgrade on the staff that really brings best effort and best practice from a position group that last year, hey, they were pretty damn good. A lot of sacks from that defensive line. We talk about a lack of pressure in the Gus Bradley scheme defensively, but that defensive line accounted for a lot of sacks last year. We'd like to see more of that. We'd like to see a greater focus on stopping the run. Maybe these guys are able to do that under Partridge. It all comes down to health. That's what it is. With the Colts, we can talk all we want in April, but it depends on the health of that roster in September, October, November, December, January to determine what the Colts are going to be and whether they're going to take a step up in class in 2024 or not. But that's the deal. The new turf, another reason for optimism, new turf being installed at Lucas Oil Stadium, and it's safer, according to experts. That might be a good thing. I don't need any more concussions because guys hit their head on the turf. It's ridiculous. Let's talk about reasons for optimism with Indiana basketball. Visitors are coming, and here they are. In addition to Umar Ballo, who committed yesterday, Connor Esiejan, he's in today from Wisconsin. He's a shooter. He had back issues last year. That's the reason for the swale in his statistics last year, in his playing time with the Badgers. He's back. He's a native Indiana guy. He's going to visit Indiana today. Indiana needs shooters. Elijah Malone, this is an interesting guy, and he's coming to town tomorrow. He's from Grace, and he was the Bevo Francis Award as the best small college player of the year, averaged 17.3 points, 8.3 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. He's 6'10". He shot 37% from beyond the arc. He's from LaGrange, Indiana. He's got 1 year of eligibility left. Amari Williams from Drexel and Kenan Carlisle, they are coming in this weekend for Little 5. Who doesn't want to go to Little 500? Who can't have a great time at Little 500? I expect both to commit this weekend because they're going to say, every weekend like this is in Bloomington, this is awesome. Of course, every weekend is not like that in Bloomington, but what are you going to do? Cole Lewis, they don't know that. Cole Lewis says Neighbors is a considerable upgrade at wide receiver. Neighbors is a better route runner and deep threat than Pierce. Sadly, that's absolutely accurate. What Neighbors and Pierce really, the point of differentiation between those two is that Neighbors accelerates through his cuts and Pierce kind of chops through his cuts. And that's why they got him running goes. They got him not cutting at all. He just running straight line, because he's not accelerating in his cut at all. That is a big difference between those two guys, as I've watched them. Let's talk about Michigan football. The probation, why even go through it? 3 years of probation, a fine, recruiting restrictions for recruiting violations. Harbaugh's penalty is going to be determined and released to us later. This is unrelated to the Connor Stallions deal where he was sign-stealing. My God, why does the NCAA even exist? If they're not going to penalize Michigan at some kind of substantial level, I have no idea what is going on within the NCAA. Like, Michigan is a rogue operator, has been a rogue operator, and just nothing substantial against that program in terms of penalties. I just don't get it. The Connor Stallions thing, that's a competitive advantage. And that has to be penalized at a high level, or everybody's going to go rogue in terms of sign stealing, putting people in the stands at opposing stadiums. I mean, what the hell is going on? NCAA, grow some teeth, penalize people, and let's go. Do your job. Tyrese Haliburton against the Bucks. That series starts on Sunday. He's averaged 27-6-11 this year against the Bucks. Giannis may not play early in the season. Pacers can split in Milwaukee when Giannis isn't playing. Win the two here, and all of a sudden they got three bites at the apple in order to win this series, and we hope that they do. Because if they don't, what are we doing, right? They lose the best player they got. Let's not even talk about that, because that's not Optimism Wednesday. Optimism Wednesday is that the Pacers get this thing done and roll on to the Eastern Conference semifinals, and I hope that they do. Rick Carlisle did something yesterday, and I'm not going to say what, with the media, that pisses me off, and he should be held accountable for doing it by members of the indie sports media. And I hope that he is. Birthdays. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Optimism Wednesday. Right, don't be a jerk is the first thing. If you're a coach and you want more coverage for your team, be a decent human being. How about starting there? Jamie Lee Gates, happy birthday. Bob Dunsworth, it's not my story to tell, or I'd tell it. I didn't see it. I heard about it, and it sucks, and it's ridiculous. Bob Dunsworth, happy birthday. The great Scott Roddy, celebrating a birthday. Munaru Bawa, the funnest name in the history of Indiana basketball's program to say. Munaru Bawa, celebrating a birthday. And Bruce Miles, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Just lift each other up. Be good to each other. Treat people as though you understand that they're not having the best of days. And they need a little help. They need a little bit of a lift. Do that. Scott's your uncle. Really? Scott Roddy's awesome. He was. We were in programming together down at Emmis downtown. And an awesome program director and a really good guy, Scott Roddy. Have a great day. Enjoy your Optimism Wednesday. Find reasons to be hopeful and optimistic. And we'll talk to you on the radio in just a few minutes on WGCLradio.com and this afternoon on Inside Indiana Sports Now. And by the way, 10 o'clock, Michael Pittman this morning, right here on this channel. How about that?